On Comedy Central's Colbert Report, a political advisor said improvements in voter registration and turnout could help Democrats win statewide in what has long been Republican-leaning Texas. I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News, joined afresh by Gardner Selby of the Austin American-Statesman's PolitiFact Texas. Thanks for being here.
Good to be here. May I call you Colbert?
That would be a negative, but you can spell out what the advisor said on TV.
Jeremy Berg, senior advisor to Battleground Texas, this is this new pro-democratic group that has emerged, was asked by Colbert if the group's success depends on black and Hispanic voters.
Well, we have that tape. Let's listen.
If you look at the state, it's not just about the demographics. It's about the turnout. So in 2008, for example, only 54% of Latinos in Texas were registered to vote, and only 35% actually turned out.
But wait, no one says when they register if they consider themselves one race or ethnicity or another. So how does anyone get such precise percentages as he's talking about?
Well, as we dove into this, we were reminded that there are two ways of estimating this kind of thing, and it is estimating. One is the U.S. Census does a post-election survey every even-numbered year after the election. They ask people things like, did you register? Did you vote? And they ask them to identify by how they see themselves, whether they're Latino or not or otherwise. The other way is done by experts who go through voter lists, actual state lists of voters, and try to guess based on surnames, on last names and even maiden names, whether someone is Latino or not. And then they end up adding all that up and having an idea of how many there were.
Well, how did Battleground Texas drill down?
We were told that Byrd depended on that census survey after the election of 2008 for the conclusion that 54% of Latino Texans registered to vote that year. That survey significantly estimated that there were nearly 4.5 million adult Latino citizens in the state.
Did the survey results also support his statement that 35% of those citizens voted?
Basically, yes. The survey says 38%, but that's within the margin of error, the 35% figure.
So I can see by your frazzled brow that this all of a sudden got complicated.
Well, the Battlegrounders folks came back to us and said, wait a minute, our 35% figure, that precise percentage, came from a Democratic estimate that more than 1.3 million Latino voters turned out. And they drew this up partly by counting those surnames on the voter roll. They didn't lean on the census survey for this. So they got to the 35% by dividing that count, that estimate of Latino voters, by yet another Census Bureau estimate of the number of adult Latino citizens in the state in 2008. And that estimate was 3.8 million.
Okay, if your head is not spinning yet with all those numbers, that count seems about 750,000 below the other census estimate that you quoted.
We didn't nail down why there was a difference. But we asked the Census Bureau, and they basically said, if you're going to talk about that post-election survey of 2008, you should use the adult Latino citizen count from that survey. If you're looking at adult Latino citizens for any other reason, use the other figure. Since we were focused on the election results, on the turnout, we stuck with the post-election survey.
So did you find any other research that could confound you with this one?
Oh, you're right. You got it. Yeah, we found three Texas studies that were based on basically analyzing the voter rolls. Again, looking at last names, counting up, and to shorten what may be the most excruciating fact check ever aired by KUT News, we found that if we ran those numbers, that you could come to the conclusion that 60 to 65% of voting age Latinos registered to vote. That's more than the 50% declared on Colbert. And beyond that, we also calculated the share of Latino voting age citizens who voted. And that came out at 29 to 31% of voting age Latinos actually voted in 2008.
So how did that whole claim come out on the Truthometer?
Mostly true.
Gardner Selby is the head fact checker with the Austin American-Statesman's PolitiFact Texas. And I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News.